Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together, and then try and hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. The end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other. The idea of the world coming to an end is a challenging thought, but Peter wasn't in any sense threatening his readers. The New Testament writers all spoke of this as the climax and fulfillment of God's purposes. The end of the world was something which everyone should look forward to with great excitement. The last days began with the coming of Jesus into the world and will end with his return, which will be a matter of great joy. Whether Jesus returns to this earth within the next week or in 1,000 years, the time is limited, and Peter was concerned that this should focus his readers' minds. There was no time to lose. The challenge that he posed in the first century applies equally to us today as we anticipate the return of Christ. His challenge is that believers should be both earnest and disciplined in their prayers. I'm sure we all know how incredibly easy it is to wander in our prayers and become undisciplined. There are many ways in which we can help ourselves in this. Some people find it helpful to write down their prayers or to follow a definite routine of prayers. I don't think it matters how we pray, but it's vital that we ensure that our prayers have a well-guarded place in our lives and that they keep us on our spiritual toes. The second challenge Peter issues is to show deep love for one another. In our prayers, we draw close to God, who is love. And so the inevitable result of spending time in his presence is that we'll all want to love others more. We'll be looking for practical ways of showing his love. One of the ways that the early church did this was through hospitality. Peter encouraged them to open their homes to one another day by day so as to give practical support and help to one another. And in days before church buildings, he was looking to them to open their homes so that they could worship together. The fact that Christ might return at any moment should be a constant encouragement to us to be both prayerful and loving. Let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to use our limited time on earth wisely and well. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.